One ad paid for by the state Republican Party says the Justice Department under Attorney General Doyle missed some court filing deadlines. Another ad suggests private sector lawyers gave money to Doyle's campaign in return for the attorneys working on the state tobacco settlement. Doyle is downplaying any mistakes and denying political payoffs. Doyle says it'll be a great campaign if Republicans want to focus on the management skills of he and Scott McCallum.
When a governor deals with a serious problem like the deficit and has absolutely no plan at all except to abolish shared revenues, that's the only plan he has ever come out with. And then when that doesn't work, to steal all of the tobacco money, I'm going to be more than happy to have this campaign come down on who can really be a strong leader for the state of Wisconsin.
The Doyle campaign is making note of a newspaper quote from Scott McCallum that says McCallum asked if the Republican Party ads were factually correct. Any coordination between candidate and support group on so-called issue ads would violate state law. Doyle says the coordination issue should be looked into. But McCallum campaign manager Darren Schmitz says there was no coordination.
The governor asked that question to me on Monday morning, and I in turn called the Republican Party to please verify the details, and they gave me the details. It's shameful that the Doyle campaign would try to spread this kind of rumor when in fact special interests have already been running ads and making phone calls on his behalf.
Schmitz mentions the WEAC Teachers Union by name, but does not allege any coordination between WEAC and Doyle. The Doyle campaign has released a 63-page agenda for change that largely recaps Doyle's position on major issues. But Republicans say the booklet falls short on how to patch the projected state budget deficit. Chuck Wormbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.